Hi, thanks everyone for coming to Friday's Tech News.
And I would like to nominate this Tech News to my reformed Protestant pastor, Joe Pesci.
Cut away, Apple's plan to scan users' iCloud photos for child sexual assault material has been scrapped over a year and a half after being announced and immediately criticized by advocates of privacy, security, and questionable TikTok content. Instead, Apple will focus its anti-CSAM efforts on its communication safety features. It can warn anyone looking for CSAM on Apple devices and can also warn children if they receive or attempt to send photos containing nudity through the Messages app.
I didn't see Sam.
Who's Sam? They also announced end-to-end encryption will be available for 9 more data categories stored on iCloud, bringing the total number of Apple services that support iCloud encryption up to 23.
Jim Carrey's excited.
And giving the FBI what is medically referred to as a big sad. A representative for the federal agency stated that while data security is a top priority, end-to-end encryption hinders the FBI's ability to protect the American people from criminal acts. Other agencies around the globe, including the UK government, have issued similar sentiments regarding this encryption, with many law enforcement agencies insisting that backdoors be created to allow them to bypass encryption. Because if there is anything that puts my mind at ease, it's the thought of law enforcement getting access to my backdoor.
I always sweat at airports.
The FTC is suing to block Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard King, because I guess having friends is illegal now.
I follow the law.
This comes a day after company executives met with 3 of the agency's 4 commissioners. They must have said the wrong thing because all 3 of them, including the future final boss of Gears of War 6, Rebecca Kelly Slaughter, wow, voted to proceed with the lawsuit. We recently reported on their 10-year Call of Duty deal with Nintendo that Microsoft made, which will only come into effect if the deal goes through. Sony, however, doesn't believe it will happen at all. They believe that the Nintendo deal is misleading, smoke and mirrors, and that Call of Duty on the Switch console, much like me in high school gym class, won't be able to run well, if at all. And definitely won't be able to climb that rope. Microsoft President Brad Smith actually wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal to argue that the acquisition would be good for gamers, which I could consider an attempt to mislead our kind, if I thought anyone who reads the Wall Street Journal actually played video games.
They're too busy buying stocks and bubble chests.
At least one expert thinks there's a less than 50% chance of the acquisition going through, so if you feel very strongly about Microsoft being victorious, don't forget to leave the traditional offering of Doritos, Mountain Dew, and bathwater under your bed for the gaming gods. The Game Awards happened yesterday, and if you made Elden Ring or God of War Ragnarok, you probably had a great time. Ragnarok took home 6 trophies, and Elden Ring took 3, including Best RPG and Game of the Year. Very prestigious. The awards themselves took home gold for most announcements, and huge game trailers had their world premiere, including Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Death Stranding 2, and of course, what we've all been begging for, a hide-and-seek mode for Among Us.
Woo! But finally!
But really, the largest exclusive to grace the Game Awards was the surprise announcement of former President Bill Clinton's religious affiliation.
Oh, this is my fan fiction.
In an extreme case of act like you belong, a 15-year-old kid named Maiden Evan walked up the stage with Elden Ring creatives to accept the award for Game of the Year, then took to the microphone to nominate this award to my reformed Orthodox rabbi, Bill Clinton, while speaking in what was allegedly a fake accent.
I want to thank everybody and say that I think I want to nominate this award to my reformed Orthodox rabbi, Bill Clinton. Thank you, everybody.
Jeff Keighley tweeted that the boy was arrested thereafter, but he seems to be out now. I guess going to temple with a former president has its advantages.
Privilege.
Now it's time for the Quick Bits, brought to you by Vessi. Christmas season is upon us, which means it's time to stay warm and stay dry, baby. Vessi says their shoes are 100% waterproof, keeping your feet dry in the wettest of weather. Their lightweight and easy-to-pack sneakers offer you reassurance when the snow and rain start coming down, thanks to their Dymatex material. Vessies are also the perfect gift under the tree and on your feet. Check out their holiday sale at vessi.com/techlinked or use code techlinked at checkout for 15% off plus free shipping to select countries. Now it's time for the Quick Bits, brought to you by me. Go to youtube.com/techlinked for more information. The first 3D Mark scores for AMD's Radeon RX 7900 XT and the XTX have leaked, with the XTX managing to outperform the RTX 4080 in Firestrike. But it's not all good news. Apparently only 10,000 of each card are being sent to the entirety of Europe, Middle East, and Africa.
It could be bottom.
It could be worse though. Apparently no cards are being shipped to China since Made in Taiwan is written on the packaging. That's real?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Nintendo has placed a copyright strike on Gaming History Channel Did You Know Gaming? Actually, there's no question mark. Due to a video they published in October, Nintendo's copyright apparently covers the entire multiverse since the game mentioned in the video, called Heroes of Hyrule, never came out in this reality. Hell, it was never even worked on. It was just pitched to Nintendo. I guess that means Nintendo also owns the right to the Mario Naruto crossover game I pitched them, Super Mario Bronin.
Believe it.
Scientists have discovered that shooting friggin' laser beams into your heads might be a good thing. According to researchers from the University of Birmingham, how do they say it? Laser light therapy can improve short-term memory by up to 25% and could be a potential non-invasive treatment of ADHD, which everyone who works here has.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I wasn't listening.
Appliance company and thing you say before committing filicide, Dyson announced the release date and price of their Dyson Zone headphones for just $950. You can listen to music and purify the air you breathe, all while looking like you don't just adopt the dark. You're born in it, raised by it. And the crew for a private SpaceX flight was announced today. Japanese businessman Yusaku Maezawa announced in a tweet that the 8 people he is paying to launch into space with him includes DJ Steve Aoki and South Korean rapper T.O.P.
The GOAT.
He's going to the top. If the launch is approved, hopefully it all goes well, but if it doesn't, at least the crash will have the sickest tunes. But they'll never be as good as Monday's Tech Link, so make sure you come back and fill your brain with more. I know I'll be there.
And me!
Unless I'm not. Or you.